on the phone. It is 9 News Broncos insider Mike Kliss, presented by Bet River Sportsbook. Mike, are you there? Can you hear me?
I can hear you
wonderful.
Loud and clear.
Wonderful, and we can hear you as well. Did you have a good Thanksgiving yesterday, Mike?
I sure did.
What was on the plate, Mike?
Yeah, we do the typical, you know, the
tradition,
turkey,
huh?
And yep, turkey. We had au gratin potatoes instead of mash. That
okay.
was different.
But, okay,
but the
that's
dressing,
good.
Dressing, green bean casserole, cranberry rolls.
That traditional Midwestern Thanksgiving, right, Mike?
Yeah, that's right. The pies. We had two pies and a cake. And I tried to balance it out with a healthy breakfast, but then the carbo-loaded leftovers have already begun.
You get a free pass on Thanksgiving. You get a free pass.
Yeah.
Even the day after,
yeah.
You get a free pass. I saw this morning, Neil Welk, who covers the CU Buffs for CUBuffs.com, said one of the best traditions ever invented was pie the morning after Thanksgiving, Mike.
Yeah. I didn't do that. I didn't go quite that far.
Okay.
I made it to lunch. I made it to lunch. But, yes, I
some
I
willpower
understand.
There, I see. Some willpower there.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mike, so we were taking a look at this Broncos matchup because it's a huge game for all intents and purposes. John and I were talking about who this game means more to. We want to get your take on that. Who do you think this game means more to?
Well, I mean, the Broncos are probably – you know, all intents and purposes done if they lose.
Right.
So, you know, and the Chargers aren't done. I mean, it means a lot to the Chargers because they're chasing the Chiefs. I mean, what means more, going for first place, which is the Chargers, or staying alive, which is the Broncos? I mean, it's important to both teams, which is why it's a big game. You know, both teams need it. Both teams want it. But I would say it's more who needs it more? The way to determine that is by figuring out who loses, you know, who suffers more with
right.
a loss.
Right.
And the Broncos suffer more with the loss because with that Sunday night game on the other side against the Chiefs, you figure the Broncos are done if they lose to the Chargers at home.
We are joined by Mike Kliss. Mike, you tweeted about 45 minutes ago, Bradley Chubb had a minor setback yesterday, but he was back out of practice today. It sounds like it's truly 50-50 with Chubb this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, my gut says to make it 40-60.
That's what we're thinking.
And, you know, and that was, he was on pace to play. But, you know, with the setback Thursday, and you have to make the determination on him by 2 p.m. tomorrow in order to activate him to play on Sunday. And that's 24 hours ahead of time. It's kind of hard to predict. When you're making the decision at 2 p.m. Saturday,
right.
It's hard to predict how he's going to feel at 2 p.m. Sunday. So I'm kind of leaning toward not looking good for him. Shelby Harris, you know, I was feeling good about the Broncos' chances this week because of the exhausting game the Chargers played against the Steelers, you know, and the Broncos able to kick their feet up and watch that game and have 2 weeks off and they'd have fresh bodies. But Justin Herbert against a defense without Kareem, maybe without Chubb, and maybe without Shelby Harris, who rolled his ankle in practice Thursday,
man,
that seems like that's a pretty tall order.
So, Mike, I am in the school that I was in that school with you. That 2 weeks off, this is a team that you're supposedly building your team to beat, right? That's supposedly how this team is constructed to beat teams in their division. Do you think that there is anything? Vegas seems to think this is going to be a close game. Do you think that there is anything to the 2 weeks off? Vic Fangio could have something for the Chargers.
Yeah. Vic does work at the, from what I understand, this is something I've found out, in recent weeks and Brandon Staley, reiterated it during his conference call with the Denver media on Wednesday. I mean, no one, pores over the game plan more than Vic Fangio does. He does work. He does grind on the game plan. And so with an extra week, you know, and just looking back, you have to be impressed with how the Broncos have played coming off the bye. 2 weeks ago, they were 3-7 going against an 8-3 Minnesota Viking team in Minnesota. They were heavy underdogs. I think they might have been 10-point underdogs. And they were up 20-0 at halftime.
Right.
Now they blew it, you know, in the second half, and the better team rose, and that interception by Brandon Allen at the end of the half kind of flipped momentum into the end zone. And then last year with the bye, it got all messed up with the COVID and the Patriots deal, but they were up 18-3 in the fourth quarter against the Patriots and hung on to win 18-12. Drew Lock threw a couple fourth quarter picks that made it closer than it should have been. But, you know, he's come off the bye so far. It's a short sample size. But in the two games, the Broncos have played well off the bye. And so that the Broncos do have that going for them against the Chargers, who, you know, I think should be exhausted because that was a track meet that right. they were in that fourth quarter against the Steelers on Sunday night. Which, you know, Sunday night versus Sunday morning, rest-wise, that's almost like a full day. So, you know, the Broncos have the advantage there. But, again, I at the beginning of the week, you thought Kareem was going to be able to make it, and Shelby wasn't hurt yet, and it looked like Chubb was going to be able to make it. Now, kind of the reverse is true.
So when we're taking a look at this game, it looks like Asante Samuel Jr. is in concussion protocol for the Chargers. We'll see if he plays. Looks like he won't play. Linval Joseph won't play. The Chargers have one of the worst rush defenses in the league and are one of I think the second worst on third down again, you know, on third downs the defense. So when you look at that has to be encouraging for this Broncos team. Are you in the school of thought that John and I are, that if you do not start fast in this game, you could have a real problem, and that really is the key to this one?
I think the inconsistency with the Broncos has been about how they've started. You know, in my five keys to the Broncos winning the game, one of them was lose the coin toss. And
I
say that because they've been winning the coin toss. They've gone on defense. They've deferred, and they've started the game on defense 8 of the 10 games. Well, in a bunch of defense has yet and the defense with all you know has yet to have a 3-and-out on their game opening series. They had the 4-and-out against Dallas, and look what happened. Twice. They have been down 10-0, the Broncos, before their offense had their fourth snap. So, yes, I mean, I think one identity about the Broncos that you can hang your hat on is this offense is built to play from ahead. And it really struggles when it's behind. And so, yes, I do believe it would help the Broncos if they scored first in this game, and I think that's, you know, basically why they're 5-5. You know, the inconsistency has to do a lot from the beginning of the game.
Mike, the sense you get around the team, being around it, how deflating was that Eagles loss, and have they just moved on from it? The Bridgewater situation in that game, kind of getting blown out at home versus how they're approaching this game. Is there a hangover from that blowout loss?
No, that's where the bye came in. Had there been a game the next week, I think there might have been a hangover, especially with the Teddy head nod that you're talking about. But I think with the bye, everyone got away. I mean, everyone left town. And, which, by the way, with the exception that, you know, like Chubb stayed around and rehabbed it. He was wanting to play in this game, and we'll see if he does. But I do think they got refreshed. Now, as far as Teddy goes, we'll see what happens if things go south. You know, you don't know how a team's really going to react to the past whether it's going to dig deep when things get tough, or it's going to, subconsciously say, get them next year. You never know that at the beginning of the game. You never know that when things are going well. You only find that out from a team when things are looking bad.
That's right.
When you're down a couple scores. So we'll see. I think it is big that Teddy plays well in this game and for the next several weeks in light of what happened.
The
Broncos are going to have to, play well here for the next couple of games.
So are you saying that if Teddy does not play well, you think there's a chance that Teddy could have lost the locker room?
I think he's kind of I don't want to make a deep pronouncement like that. He's lost the locker room. I'm just saying that.
I'm just curious. I'm just curious what that means.
For Teddy to really sell the guys that he's all in with him.
Okay.
I
see what you mean.
He's got to perform.
So let me.
He's now at the point where, he can't throw a couple of picks. Before he could throw in a couple of picks and they'd hang with him. Now he's going to have to perform here and perform right away in order to regain trust, I think.
Very quickly, two things I want to get to. The Broncos paid Cortland and Tim, and they paid him a lot of money. Cortland has has really not been involved in the game plan the last few weeks. Do you expect to see those two guys, especially Cortland, get some touches and get them early against this Chargers team?
Yeah, I just looked that up today. Cortland, in the last three games, has five catches total. And less than 88 yards total in three games. So that's less than two catches and less than 30 yards a game in the last three games. So, yeah, you pay the guy, use him. Tim Patrick, the last five games, has averaged three catches for 44 yards. You're paying the guy. Use him. At the same time, we say that, right?
Right.
And at the same time, everyone is saying run the ball this week because the Chargers are ranked last against the run.
But I think we know that you're going to have to score some points to compete with this L.A. team. And with that being said, Mike, with this 2.5-point spread at home, 2 weeks off of off that Philly loss with the bye divisional opponent, it didn't sound like you were as optimistic about the Broncos considering the injuries. Who do you have?
I don't know. I always struggle with this. Who do I have?
You think it's a coin? Do you think it's a coin flip?
You know what? I'm going to go with the Broncos. That was my initial gut. I kind of flopped today with the injury news, but I'll go back with the Broncos somehow, some way, winning this game.
Sticking with his gut, sticking with the instinct. I like
there
to see that.
Always sticking with the gut. Mike, enjoy the rest of the holiday weekend. Thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you soon.